Good morning. Welcome to, no, good afternoon. Sorry, it's 12:12. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 17th of May. All right, football's back, isn't it? And we, I had good afternoon yesterday. I have to say, I didn't enjoy. I put the Dortmund game on. Of course, that was the fixture I was going to be going to in March, and I just didn't enjoy watching it at all with an empty ground. I'll be honest. I found it all a bit naff. I appreciate the situation we're in and we've got to play, but just shows you how football without a crowd for the next whatever it's going to be, 8, 10, 12 months, is not going to be a lot of fun. But trading wise, didn't seem to affect the football at all. You know, Hoffenheim very good, Dortmund won, Augsburg late over 2.5. So it was all pretty good stuff. I enjoyed it. And then I've had a quick dabble in Korea this morning and won that. And obviously we've got Leigh Hamburg later, kicking off shortly. And I've got also, if you want to get involved, small in Belarus, over 1.5 after 25 minutes, if 0-0 Dynamo Minsk against Islok. Two questions I've been asked, and this refers to this game. There is value in the 2.5 at Minsk as well. So if you wanted to back that through the first 10 or 15 minutes, then you could do that, or the 1.5. Somebody asked me twice now, if there's value in the 1.5, does it automatically follow that there's value in the 2.5? No is the answer. Quite a few times it does, but not every single game. So the way I do my numbers anyway, I check, you know, I've got calculations for each market, and I could do any market, but I do 1.5, 2.5, both teams to score, first half goal, match odds, half time match odds, 3.5, but I don't go higher than that. I know FDD and that, but for my own personal betting, I do some other calculations for 4.5. But on the stuff I'm talking about that I put on here, it isn't always that there's value in the 1.5 and 2.5. If there is, I'll try and tell you going forward. But it doesn't always fathom like that. Obviously, if you're expecting 2.5 goals, you know, or you see value in the 2.5 goals, you're expecting there to be goals, it would follow that maybe you want to back 1.5 because you only need 2. But again, it's whether you're getting in at the right price. So the answer, well, I know I've waffled a bit there, is not necessarily that it automatically follows on that if you find value in one goal market, there must be value in all of them. It doesn't always quite work like that. Certainly not the way I do it. And interesting one this morning. I traded the Korea game this morning. We've just been running Korea through Poisson. Poisson calculation, slightly modified my end. And just interesting, you know, when you do all these leagues, like we've done Belarus on the numbers, it came out. We're back away at Ulsan Hyundai. They were 2-0 down, so had written a bet off in effect. Came back and won 3-2, scoring 3 goals in the last half hour. Scored the last goal, third goal in the 89th minute. Obviously, a bit of excitement. Lovely, get in there. You know, you're looking like losing, and all of a sudden, I could scratch it, leave the win on Olsen. And somebody asked me, Chris put that he would cash out there. I think I won 280. The cash out was 245. And I just sort of briefly explained to him, and I used to really bang on about this, and I sort of stopped because, again, it comes down to people's mindset. I used to say you only ever cash out, well, you don't cash out, but the reason people cash out is for a mindset thing to cover that single bit. You know, the disappointment of oh, I could have won 280 and then the home team get an equaliser and you don't make anything, and it leaves a sour taste for the rest of the day. But the actual maths, when you project it forward, if you can get past that by the match feeling, when you project it forward, they're definitely, and I could prove this 1,000 times over with my stuff, is more money to sit it out. So, you know, I accept that the odd game there's going to be a late equaliser, but over 100 bets, 1,000 bets, I'm going to make more money by leaving the profit on that team. In it, again, I say I'm not going to tell people don't do it, because I know for some people that, you know, and I've done this before, I've stood in trading rooms and said to people, don't do it, do not lay at 1.1, 1.1, all you're doing is costing yourself money. That's fine, you are, but if that's going to ruin your day, who am I to tell you not to do it? You know, and I did used to be like that. I suppose you get older, you get wiser, because I'm very mathematical in the way I bet. I just see it as pound notes over a long period of time, and over 1,000 bits, it probably makes 7,000, 8,000, maybe more difference to me. But if it's going to ruin your day, if an equaliser is going to leave you in a bad mood every day, throwing iPads across the room, Kevin Kelly, and this is I've had this conversation with lots of people over the last sort of couple of years. You know, a lot of that is your mindset, how you're going to react. The first thing you guys have got to do is stop losing, start winning. I say, if that's a process you go through that helps you ride any bumps and win, then there's, you know, who am I, so to say, who am I to tell you? But the maths definitely stacks up with not cashing out over a period of time. That's it. That's all I've got. Again, it's a short one. I'm going to get ready for the 12:30 kickoffs, which are literally 12 minutes away. So it's Laying Hamburg, and I don't know what price they are now. They were bobbing up and down just around the even money mark. Laying Hamburg, and then in Belarus, yeah, they're up to 1.99 now. I think they're 1.93, 1.94 when I said it earlier in the week. And the Belarus Minsk Islot game, there is value in both markets in that one, 1.5 and 2.5. I'm going to play the 1.5 market from sort of 25 minutes in if it's 0-0. The 2.5, again, if you want to drip it in through the first 10 minutes, you can bet it pre-kickoff. I just sort of how I do it, I like to just drip it in as the market starts moving up over time, or laying it as the market price is decreasing. That's just the way I bet. Not every goal comes in that, you know, that. Lay it on 20, back it on 25 minutes. Not every goal comes then. You get a bit more money in your kicker when the goals come late on. For it, I put one on Twitter yesterday, the lay the first half goals, and obviously the goal came late. When you've drip laid it in, it's not costing you as much at the end. But yes, so that's it. It was, as I say, nice to have some football back. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon. Sorry it's short and sweet again. Just been checking numbers and doing work, and I will be back with you all tomorrow morning. Have a great Sunday.